Shall I wear green or blue, something borrowed anew? What shall Thor wear tonight for this wonderful flight? For you see it was promised to giants one day that Freya would come to their home and would stay. But instead of just yielding the beautiful wand, I, Loki, concocted a devious plan. I'd use Thor as pawn in my masterful plan to keep Freya and win the lost hammer again. I would dress in him white in fine linens and lace, put rings on his fingers, make up on his face, and a comely veil on his thunderous head, to making a bride albeit fit to be wed. To disguise such a big god was no easy task, to hide his broad shoulders, his muscles to mask. But though he had no luscious lips, no fair hair, nor beautiful bosom, still no one saw clear that this wasn't Freya, but Wingthor instead. Too bad for that man, soon would giants be dead. Oh boy, it was fun watching Thor run that night, invent explanations for what didn't seem right. Why she drank all liquor and ate all the food, I convinced all the giants, man am I good. At last I brought out the hammer all right, and then the wedding turned into a fight. Thor grasped good old Mjolnir and tore off his dress. The makeup flew off and his hair was a mess. To the left and the right, giants hauled overhead. For once it was me, but the others instead. And if you had watched me, a smirk would have been there, as slowly the giants all cleared from the air. But the greatest thing was a picture of Thor, dressed like Freya, which later I hung on my door, to remind me that even the strong god once had to follow my will in a wedding gown clad. And I know he will never forgive me for this, but I kind of thought him quite hot in that dress.